Stefan, imagine managing a resort in Germany. Except for the weather, what do you think would be the main difference compared to managing Barra Beach Resort?
Well, I think there are several things would be different, but the most important, the most different would be dealing with the staff, yeah, with the employees.
How many employees do you actually have?
At the moment, it's a bit hard to say, but it's around 8, yes.
Imagine one of your workers gets injured, and how would the situation look like if one of your employees needs to go to the doctors because of an accident during work?
I mean, usually the people here, they don't have an insurance, so if anything would happen, I would cover the cost for the hospital. If it happened during working hours, and if they do common work, yeah, like in the kitchen, cutting the vegetables, for example, yeah?
Okay.
But if they go out on the scooter to Bira, to the next village, without asking for permission, what else, doing private things, I wouldn't cover the cost. We also tell the staff that they always have to ask for permission first before they do, like, special works or light the fire, to burn the plastic or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I can be happy it never happened before, so.
Yeah, very understandable. In what way do you think does the general working situation of your employees differ from what you know from Germany, like concerning hours of working or where your employees sleep?
I mean, in Germany, it's usual to work Monday to Friday and you have 2 days free for the weekend, plus holiday. And here in Indonesia, it's usual that the people work the whole month. So I've just asked other employers, and they say they don't give their employees holiday. So, but we have, for the ones who work shift, we have 4 days of holiday, and they can choose them. I mean, we live in tourism, so this is also specific on the branch you're working in. So in high season, like August, they can't take holiday, but they can take them in September, for example.
Okay.
And for the ones who work full-time here, they have 5 days, which they can choose. And for the ones who work full-time, we also offer a room and full board. So they have no cost at all.
Mm-hmm. Stefan, you gained many experience during your time in Indonesia. Is there any specific situation which surprised you the most?
Well, I'm always surprised about the attitude and the work. Yeah, because I'm here, especially we here at Barra, we live in a village. Yeah, it's far away from the next city. And so, yeah, the mentality of the people here is really like lazy. They want to have money, but they don't really want to work. So, yeah, sometimes it happens that they come for 2 months, and if they have got the salary, yeah, they just leave. Yeah, what's still always surprising me is the attitude of the people here, because sometimes, yeah, they just come as they want, and if they come to work, we tell them what to do, and after, yeah, they've done it, yeah, they just sit around. But actually, they know there's still many other things to do, but we always have to tell them, and yeah, this is actually what surprises me here, every time from the beginning.
Yeah. Do you have any kind of contracts of employment? So, for example, if one employer says, well, I'm leaving tomorrow after payment, my dad is sick, and I'm going to find a job somewhere else, is this something which might happen?
It happened many times before, which is quite sad. There are other employers who deal with contracts, but at the end, if the staff decided to leave, yeah, we can't hold them anyway. So we still don't have any contracts, no written contract with signature or so on.
Mm-hmm.
What I do now is when the people start to work, the first 2 months, they get half of the salary. And then after 2 months, I owe them one salary. And I only pay them this deposit when they tell me at least 3 weeks before they want to quit. And if they don't, if they say like, okay, tomorrow I'm leaving, then I say, okay, I told you that you're going to lose one salary. And it happened twice. That's also what I say about the mentality. Sometimes they just don't care. Yeah, they know they could have told me before, but they just leave and they know they're going to lose one full salary.
Well, that's totally understandable out of your perspective.